All right. Glad you're saved. Say amen.
Take your Bibles quickly to Isaiah chapter number 59. Isaiah chapter number 59. Enjoyed the good singing, the good preaching. Appreciate the good spirit. I like it. Amen. That's my crowd. Like to shout. I like to shout. Amen. I shout at the drop of a hat. Buy you a hat. Knock it out of your hand just to get to shout. Amen. I like it. If it makes you nervous, then by all means, be nervous. Amen. I like it. It's real. It's right. It's in the Bible. Somebody holler at me. I had somebody tell me one time, say, all that shouting, all that's not even in the Bible. When them Levites he's preaching about a while ago would take a step up to the temple. I mean, they're on their way to church. Hadn't even made it yet. They would shout so loud you could hear it neighboring Jordan. Somebody holler amen right there. I believe it's in the Bible. Amen. I'll not keep you very long tonight. I can't afford to be long-winded. Amen. I'm just a tad overweight. You can't tell by looking at me. But I can't afford to be long-winded. But let's look at it together. Won't you stand with me while we reverence God's Word? Stretch your legs. Look at Isaiah chapter number 59. Let me say, I appreciate Brother John. I appreciate this meeting. Thank you for letting me come, preacher. I appreciate you. Amen. I'm glad there are no big I's or little U's they've been talking about. I'm not a big I nor a little U. Sort of an O, Brother John. I feel like if I had to pick out one of the letters of the alphabet, probably an O. Metaphorically and literally, you can take that however you like. Isaiah 59, if you help me, I won't be long. I promise you. But if you go to bed on me, I'm going to keep you here all night. Bless your heart. I ain't got to go nowhere. I'm staying at the room. I ain't got nothing better to do than to be here. So you better help me preach. I promise you, I'll keep you here all night. Isaiah chapter 59. I'm interested at the bottom of verse number 19, but good context. Let's pick up our reading of verse number 16. If you love your Bible, say amen. Amen. I appreciate that message, brother. Amen. Bible preaching. I like that. Wonderful. Amen. Sounded wonderful. It's going to sound good Sunday in Roanoke, Alabama. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to steal it. Yeah. And I'll tell you, the difference between me and them other preachers, they won't never tell you. They'll take it and preach it somewhere and tell them all God gave it to them. I'll go and say, I got this message up at the camp meeting. And, you know, won't give them to me in detail. Hallelujah. Everybody does it. Amen. Amen. I had an old boy come to me one time. And he said, where'd you get that message you were preaching? I said, I apparently said something that sounded familiar to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't no need in lying about it. All right. I said, exploring John Phillips, praise God. That's where I got that from. Amen. Isaiah 15, he said, my. He is a singer. And I said, you write all them songs you sing? I'm a little bit of a smart aleck. Y'all sung Amazing Grace. I know you didn't write that one. Isaiah chapter 59. Let's pick up our reading at verse number 16. Bible said, and he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I want to read that last phrase in verse number 19 one more time. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, oh God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you for the sweet Spirit that's in this place. I thank you, Lord, for my brethren, the preachers, my heroes. Oh God, I love them and thank you that we get to be together a little while this week. And thank you for the singers. And Lord, bless those that have come out. Thank you for the cooks that are preparing the food. And thank you for every soul that will make out time to come and be in the service, Lord. Thank you. And thank you for the pastor. And thank you for the church that'll pay the price and do what it takes to have meeting like this so that preachers like myself can come and get a cold drink of water in a dry and thirsty time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word tonight. And I pray that just for the next few moments, you'd anoint these lips of clay and help me, I pray, oh God, to say only those things that are pleasing unto you. And we'll thank you for it and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. May be seated. I want you to notice here at the bottom of verse number 19, and even in the text that we've read here, it seems that the Lord is going to war. Somebody say amen. Oh yes, the Bible said that He is a man of war. Somebody said just the other day, if there's a God in heaven, why don't He do something about all the wickedness and the evil that's going on in this world? I said, friend, what you don't understand is that there is a day appointed. And when that, somebody holler, amen. And when that day arrives, He shall arise and with a sword and a rod of iron, and He'll rule and reign with a rod of iron. There's coming a day. Amen. And it seems here in this passage that He's dealing with some of that and with the war that's going on. Can I tell you tonight that there is a war going on? Amen. There is a battle raging. There's been a war going on from eternity past. Amen. And it's going on now, and it'll keep going on until finally the Lord puts an end to this battle that you and I are in. That's why things get hard from time to time. That's why trials and troubles come our way from time to time. We are in a battle, church. We're in a war. Somebody say amen. I'll give you three things by way of introduction and get to my thought in verse number 19. First of all, I want you to notice with me the announcement of an enemy. That's never good news. But wouldn't you like to know if you had one? Come on, somebody. Don't go to bed on me now. Y'all, please don't go to bed. We ain't got time. We ain't got time for y'all to go to bed on me now. Come on. The announcement of an enemy. I don't like to know that thing. I don't like to think that someone may be upset with me. I don't like to think that somebody might have a problem with me and might want to do me some harm. But if there was somebody out there that had it in for me, you better believe I'd want to know about it. I'd want to know who it was. I'd want to know where they was. I'd want to know what they was up to. I'd want to know everything I know about that enemy. And the Bible said here, when the enemy, honey, to understand that there's an announcement being made in verse 19 that you and I have an adversary. We have an enemy to contend with. Amen. That's why we have to encounter the things that we encounter from time to time. There is an enemy out there. Peter said it like this, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Amen. A very real, just as sure as there's a God in heaven, there is an enemy that you and I have to contend with. Amen. And so the announcement of the enemy, you can bury your head in the sand and pretend that he doesn't exist all you want to. Listen, I think it's one of the tactics of the devil in these last days to try and convince people that he does not even exist. He'd love to have you believe that it is a figment of someone's imagination, but just as sure as he slithered up in the tree and deceived Eve, there is an enemy tonight that if he had his way, he'd wreck your marriage, he'd wreck your ministry, he'd destroy you every way he could if he had his way about it. The announcement of an enemy. Number two, by way of this introduction of mine, the advancement of an enemy. The Bible said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. You notice that it didn't say that he trickles in like a creek. Somebody say amen. No, he's coming in like a flood. Now, when I was a boy, I was raised up in Dayton, Tennessee. If you was to head north on Highway 27, north of Dayton, Tennessee, a little town called Spring City, White's Creek runs along the Ray County, Roane County border. And just before you cross over into Rockwood, there's a White's Creek Bridge. And just on your right, if you'll notice as you're headed north on 27, there is a memorial standing there. And it is a Boy Scout memorial. One day, back in the 70s, there was a Boy Scout leader and his troop that was out there on the banks of White's Creek and decided to have a camp out. There they picked out a spot, they set up their tents, and went fast asleep. But what they did not know, that in the distant hills, there was a torrential downpour of rain in the mountains yonder. And before they realized what had happened, that water came rushing through and swept them all away. Did not leave a single remnant that they had ever been there in the first place. That's how the Bible said that the enemy's coming in. Oh, I know he'll sneak in from time to time, but the Bible said he is coming in like a flood. Honey, you don't believe he's coming in like a flood? Just turn Fox News on and look. Every time you turn around, there's something happening. And the enemy's coming in like a flood. He didn't come in to just break a few things. He came in to destroy. He came in to wipe it out. He came in to wreck everything that he could. Now, if I was going to leave you at this point, it would be a sad story, amen. But I'm glad our verse goes on to tell us about the attacking of that enemy. I'm glad that hallelujah. Listen, I don't like to hear about him either, amen. I don't like to think about him either. But I'm glad to report to you tonight that we are not without our defenses. That we are, listen to me, he might be real and he might be in this world that we're living in, but we are not without our help. The Bible said when the enemy shall come in like a flood, then the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Hey, I'm glad God knows what to do when the enemy comes in like a flood. This thing might be out of our hands, but it's not out of his hands. He's got it under control. This enemy's no match for him. And the Spirit of the Lord knows exactly what to do. Amen. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard. See that ladybug? Go see Brother John. I told you I couldn't afford to be long-winded. That's the intro and I'm already shot. And that ought to encourage you. Because you know you're hoping I'm not long. Y'all, come on. I'll tell you what, I'll give you three things. How about that? Huh? Now, it could have been seven. You ought to be thankful that it's three. Now, I want you to notice, before I give you my three little pitiful thoughts, I want you to notice here what the Spirit of the Lord does when the enemy comes in. What he does. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, he did not send Michael the archangel with a flaming sword to prevent him. He could have, and that had been enough. Hey, when Satan wanted the bones of Moses, he wanted the body of you Bible readers, say amen. I ain't making this stuff up, amen. I ain't got time to teach Sunday school. Hey, he wanted the body of Moses. And the Bible said that God sent Michael down there and said, no, no, the Lord rebuke thee. You're not going to get him. He's the servant of the Lord. You're not going to get him. Amen. Amen. Now, he could have, when the enemy came in like a flood, he could have sent Michael. You know, Michael's that warrior angel. He's the captain of the host. He's the anointed. He's that angel that does battle with the enemy. He could have sent Michael. That would have been enough. That's not what it did. Amen. When the enemy come in like a flood, he did not send legions of angels to stop the enemy from coming in. He could have, but that's not what it did. When the enemy came in like a flood, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord simply lifted up a standard. Hey, hey, that's early shouting. You'll catch up in a minute. I already know what I'm going to say. See, you'll get there in a minute. When the enemy came in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I know, I had to look it up too. And I looked it up, and I found out the best definition for that standard is simply this. Here's what the Bible, dictionary, encyclopedia, or whatever it was that I was looking in said. It said a standard is a symbol that is set on a pole. I ain't looking for an honorary doctrine. I'm just preaching. A symbol that is set on a pole and lifted up high. And now this is what it said. This is what it said. Usually on a hill. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall take a symbol and put it on a pole and lift it up high. And usually on a hill, somebody say, man, I'm going back to Numbers 21. When them fiery serpents came in among the people of God, and Moses took a brazen serpent, he took a symbol, and he put it on a pole, and he raised it up high. And anybody that looked at that symbol was saved. Somebody say, man. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And they put him on a pole, and they raised him up high. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, he don't take an army, he don't take an angel. He just shows him the cross, the cross. That's all it took. Look at it. Don't look very impressive, does it? Three planks of wood. That's all it took. A symbol set on a pole, lifted up high. usually on a hill. Yeah, if I could sing like all these preachers that can sing, Brother John, you know me. These guys that can sing, they play the piano, they preach. I hate them. What's Jonathan Shook at? I can't stand him. How come God got to give all the talent to one person? No, that ain't right.
Now, if I was like that,
I might break out into a chorus. Don't tempt me. Bless God, I'll do it anyhow. I'll just say it. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. It don't look very impressive, but you know what? The devil's scared of it. I mean, it came in like a flood. That's all it took. That's all it took. It's all it took. He just lifted up a standard. That is all it took. The devil's ready to go back home. I ain't going to give you my 3 points. Yeah, I am. Listen, I checked it out. Now, there's probably a whole lot more, but I ain't smart enough to come up with 3. Reasons why there were standards. You know what that standard is. Every army had one. Number one, let me say this, that the standard was for the reputation of the warriors. You see, they would take that standard and set it up on a pole, raise it up high in the battlefield so that the enemy would know who it is they're fixing to fight. Yeah. And that crest represented those people. That emblem that was on that standard was a symbol of what they had been through in the past. And so they would lift up the standard on the battlefield so that the enemy would know who they're about to fight. Sometimes it wasn't a fight. Sometimes they would look up and see that standard and say, forget this. I'm going home. I like to live. You know who that crowd is? Look at that standard. Reputation of the warriors. Now, when I was a kid, I was youngest of 5 boys. And each of my 4 older brothers thought it their personal responsibility to make a man out of me. And they loved to fight. And if there's anybody in the crowd, I'm going to preach to the youngins for a minute. If there's any child in here where your little brother thinks you're going to do that, you can go too far. You can push it past where you want to be. Amen. What I'm trying to tell you is they like to fight. I hate it. Amen. I never did like it. Makes my stomach hurt. Especially when I lose. But they'd pound on me every chance they got. Beat on me. We'd fight over everything. Last piece of chicken. Last biscuit. The bed. Honest, you think I'm making this up. We moved out to Texas in 1984. It was the others had grown up, or got locked up. Not a lie. God knows I'm telling the truth. They're either locked up or grown up. Me and my brother Roger, we was the 2 youngest, 2-bedroom trailer. Mama had the master bedroom. Am I right about it? And we had a single bed in the little other bedroom. And then there was that couch. You know the one. It's the same one. When I got married, they gave me that couch. You know the one. Got them old real wood arms. Yeah, real wood. And, you know, them cushions, wagon wheel patterns. Yeah. Some of y'all have shuddered. You remember those days when you were first married. That's the newlywed couch. The springs has done come out of it, and somebody got the idea to put some plywood in there. So when you sit down, you're there. You're right there. Me and my brother Roger, this was on every night of my life. Every night had to fight. That was his rules. He's older. We fought for the bed. And you know where I was at every night. I still got a crick in my neck. That's why I didn't really grow up. I'd have been 6 feet tall. You understand this? If you want for that couch. My brothers love to fight. Y'all think I'm making this up. I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to give you some facts that you can research yourself. My brother Joe's second to the oldest. He won the Georgia State Championship wrestling 1984-85. Georgia State Champion wrestling. Hey, that was just necessary survival skill in our house. If you couldn't wrestle, you was in bad shape. Yeah, that's like peeling potatoes. You just got to know how to do that. He was real good at it. Won state championship, placed second in Iowa, the Nationals, and got beat because he was injured. And he went on to get into this mixed martial arts, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and, you know, when they put them in a cage like dogs and they try to get in there and they beat. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I ain't going to pretend pious look on your face like, we don't have a TV, preacher. Bunch of liars. So. I'd like to see your cable bill at the end of the month. I guarantee you rented the last UFC fights. Last three. At your house. Well, he went into all that. I got tapes of him fighting. He retired undefeated. Never been beat. Loved to fight. Loved. My brother Billy's the craziest individual you ever met in your life. We moved from Dayton, Tennessee to East Chattanooga. Now, if you've ever been to East Chattanooga, it's dark in East Chattanooga. They burn the streetlights in the daytime. And a redneck from the mountains of Tennessee don't fare too well in East Chattanooga. Unless you're crazy. He loved it. Fighting every day. Fighting every day. Fight. Loved it. I hated it. Amen. My brother Joe won these no holds barred matches. This South Carolina championship, North Carolina championship, Southwest Georgia championship, all these things he won. I won a hot wings eating contest one time. Hey, now that's hot. Hey, man. Hey, when you can feel your heart beating in your lips, that's some hot wings. Yeah. I just want y'all to know I wasn't no sissy. All through my school years, never had to fight anybody. Not one time. Every time it started to get on in the hallway. I'm talking about come on. You know. And my belly's hurting. Somebody in that crowd would say, hey, you better not mess with him. That's Joe's little brother. You better not touch him. That's James' little brother. Hey, you better not mess with him. That's Billy's little brother. And by that time, it was like, oh, hey, man, it's all right. I don't want none of that. And I'd be like, that's right. Check yourself or you wreck yourself. Then I get this little walk in the hallway, you know. That's right. Knowing full well they could have beat the devil out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
So the point I'm making with all this is, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I'm no match for him. I ain't much of a fighter.
Come on, preacher.
I couldn't take him. I can't handle him. But my big brother is a man of war. My big brother loves to fight. Bring it on. You come on, son. My big brother is a man of war. Lift up your heads, O your gates. Be you lift up your everlasting doors. And the Lord of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. That's my big brother. Tell the devil to check himself before he wrecks himself. He better look out. This crowd he's attacking. Somebody better tell the devil. That's that blood bowl crowd. You better not mess with us. That's that blood bowl crowd. We're that crowd that went to Calvary. We're that crowd that said yes in the face of adversity. We're that Fox's Book of Martyrs crowd. You better tell the devil. He don't want none. What are you going to do with us? What's he going to do with us? They took old Polycarp out yonder. Led him to the stake. Gave him one last opportunity to recant. He said, 86 years of serving my Lord. He's never done me any wrong. I'll not deny him now. They lit the fire. He would not catch on fire. They run up there and stuck him with a sword and the blood came out and put the fire out. What are you going to do with somebody that ain't scared to die? The best he's got's death. That's the best weapon he's got. That's the best weapon he's got. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? What are you going to do with folks that ain't scared to die? Somebody better tell the devil to watch yourself. That's right, I say. Reputation of the warriors. He don't want none of us. He don't. I just mentioned these last two. Number two, it was not only was that standard a reputation for the warriors, but it was a refuge for the wounded. See, when they had, on the battlefield, when they would, somebody would always be wounded. They would get out fighting, and when there's fighting, there's wounds. Wounds! I'm talking about a real battle. And they had think that they could not make it on their own. If they could look up and see the standard. If they could just make their way to the standard bearer. If they could but make their way to the standard bearer, that's where the medic is. He's got something to help you. He can save your life when you're wounded. Somebody tell me why it is when folks are wounded in God's house that the first place they go is that away. When you get wounded in God's house, you ought to run this away. You ought to run this away. You ought to get to the cross. You ought to get to that standard. That's where healing is. That's where help is. That's where you need to go and to find strength to make it through. It's a refuge for the wounded if they could just make it back. Number three, I close. It was a reminder for the wanderers. You see, one of the favorite tactics of the enemy was to divide. You see, one of the favorite tactics of the enemy is to divide. To divide. Divide. Amen. He can drive a wedge between two brothers in Christ. He'll do it. Because he knows that we are vulnerable when we're separated from one another. I heard this story told that back during the Vietnam War, there came a problem with soldiers on the front line of the battlefield turning the rifles on themselves. You see, they'd get in those foxholes and they'd get separated from their platoon. And all their friends, they'd be separated, bombs going off all around them, bullets flying past their head. They'd get to thinking that everybody else was gone and that they were the only ones left in the fight. Well, the higher-ups got wind of this situation, and what they began to do was ever so many days, they would take the soldiers off of the front lines of the battlefield, take them away from the front lines, and just put them in a barracks together for no reason. Just let them stay there. One old boy that thought he was all by himself would be sitting around the table, and all of a sudden the door would open up, and would walk in one of his buddies. He'd say, "Man, I thought you was dead. I thought I was all by myself." You know what's so important about camp meeting? You know why churches ought to pay the bill for camp meetings and ought to have these meetings like this right here, if for no other reason, so that we can get together every now and again and realize that we're not the only ones in the fight. Realize that there are still a few that hath not bowed to Baal nor have kissed his feet. I'm glad they still some in the battle. Amen. But you know what? When the enemy does divide the forces on the battlefield, and that's what he do, he'll separate them one from another. Because they're weak when they're separated. Vulnerable. Easy pickings. If in the event a soldier was to get so separated from his... Now, he probably didn't mean for it to happen, but it happens nonetheless. He wasn't necessarily his intentions to be out that far away from his forces, but it happened. It happened, and he's out there all by himself. But if he could just lift up his eyes and see the standard, he'll know that that's where the captain is. That's where his forces are. That's where his friends are. That's where he can go. That's a friendly place. He can get some help. He can get some orders. If he can just make it back to the standard. You know why I love the church? Because that's where the standard's being lifted up. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you can go get some fellowship down to Lodge. Amen. Whatever it is you are. Chicken, buzzard, elk, flamingo. You can probably enjoy some fellowship. But I promise you there ain't but one place you can get what you can get right here, and that's right here. Hey! One place you can get what you get. Right here! Right here at the house of God. Amen. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for your help tonight preaching. Thank you for the good saints of God. I pray that you'd bless the remainder of the services. Lord, we love you because you loved us first. You loved us best. We thank you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen.